Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading in Kansas City. July wheat, 753 and a half, up 10 and a quarter. July wheat in Chicago, 702 and a half, up 14. July corn, 661, up 2 and a half. December, 529 and a half, down 1. July soybeans, 1507, up 12 and three quarters. November, 1239 and three quarters, up 1. July soybean meal, 442.80, up 220. July soybean oil, 49.50, down 14. June live cattle, 120.15, up 15. May feeder cattle are 131.60, they're down 2.5. And June lean hogs are 94.25, and they are down 30.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
It was a week ago that we were talking about November soybeans, Dan, and we were almost a buck lower at that point. And it's been a straight-up ride since then. Pretty much every single trading day crossed over the $15 benchmark today. How much more upside potential might you be able to read into these charts?
Well, the July futures now have come within about 8 cents of closing the lead futures chart gap that was left when the May expired and July assumed the lead futures role. So that's been kind of an upside target for a lot of techie types that watch the markets. These lead futures chart gaps, whether they're upside or downside, have a tendency to be filled over time. And this market has basically just went straight up to fill that. And the driving force has been the processor demand, even though now basis levels have backed off. I understand a lot of your soy processing plants have got enough inventory to run for a while. But soybeans continue to receive support from the soybean meal market. We had another robust soybean sales week here today, where we've got the had soybean sales about 131,000 tons. That brings the year-to-date total up to 8.9 million tons, and USDA is using 8.756 on their balance sheet. So it is tightening the overall old crop supply-demand balance sheet, because we're going to have to use more beans to crush, and that's going to have to bring down the ending stocks level.
So in that answer, I'm hearing a lot of bullish overtones.
Well, at the moment, soybeans, we're kind of what I would call more in an island here in the United States. The world has plenty of soybeans. South America especially has a lot of soybeans to export into the world market. But we're kind of in an isolated area here where our soybean processors have kind of been very aggressive in selling export meal, and now they have to buy the soybeans to crush to be able to meet that soybean meal demand. So we are kind of isolated in that aspect. My guess is that soybeans will be imported into the United States as time goes on this summer. We still haven't got soybean crop planted, and I mean there appears to be enough rain around over the next several days or through the weekend into early next week that I think that provides underlying support to basically all the markets. especially corn and soybeans. We still have, 8 to 10 million acres of corn to plant. Still got half the bean crop yet to plant. So we're off to a very late start, and the critical weather time frame now is going to be more late June, early August for a lot of this late-planted crop. So that's going to be we're going to have a long summer worrying about overall weather conditions unless we see a big pattern shift of some kind take hold that would kind of remove weather from the equation.
November soybeans rallying also. In fact, have busted above its 50-day moving average as well as reached the 23% Fibonacci retracement going off last September's highs to the lows of the move that we saw in April. All positive signs for even more there, too?
Well, I think you have to be generally positive when you look at the overall chart picture because we're making higher highs and higher lows. So the soybean trend in November with last night's overnight session poking above the 1240 high that was posted on April 30th is a constructive sign that this overall trend shift that we've seen being counter-seasonally in a decline may be shifting to something more sideways to slightly higher. But soybeans has a ton of resistance. New crop November soybeans has a ton of resistance right at this 1250 area. And you can see the overnight session 1249 stopped it like a brick wall. We're going to have some changes in underlining supply-demand balance sheets, I think, to get November soybeans to plow through this 1250, 1270 area.
Let's turn our attention to corn, and we'll begin with harvest month corn, where we've seen sideways to slightly higher futures, although now where we're trading at the 663, 661, 63 area, we're beginning to get to that area where that gap was left over after the March reports, as well as a sort of a 50% Fibonacci retracement, and that's usually a tough one for corn.
Yes, corn lead corn futures are creeping their way into this chart gap that was left when the May expired. But it's doing some good things. We're going to close out the week higher. When you look at the individual July contract, we went above the 50-day moving average yesterday. This is the first solid close we've had above the 50-day moving average since we went below it after that March stocks report. We are also going to trigger a parabolic buy signal here at this 23% level. So if corn could muster a decent close here today or just a moderately good close and then finish off the week on a strong note, I think that would also shift the underlying trend in corn to something more sideways to higher. Now, the longer term trend still may be lower, but at least the intermediate trend here is sideways to higher. That may give us price strength through the month of June as the crop worries about the slow start or less than ideal start, and then we'll see what our crop rating levels show, and as we go on into July, which is going to be the critical weather month.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace. July corn is 661 and a quarter up 2 3/4. December is 529 and a half down 1. July soybeans are 1506 and 3/4 up 12 and a half. November is 1239 and 3/4 up 1. July soybean meal 442.90 up 230. July soybean oil 49.46 down 18. July wheat in Chicago 701 and a quarter up 12 and 3/4. July wheat in Kansas City, 753 and a half, up 10 and a quarter. June live cattle, rather, 120.07 and a half, up 7 and a half. And June lean hogs are 94.32 and a half, down 22 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.